الله وسلم على آله وصحبه ومن ولا. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers and sister in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
We spoke before about the end of ayah number 44 of Surah An-Naml, the end. And we found that Bilqais, she said a beautiful word in the end before she became a Muslim. قالت ربي إني ظلمت نفسي. Oh my Lord, indeed I wronged myself. وأسلمت مع سليمان. And I submit myself with سليمان to Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the Lord of all, the Lord of all the world. And we learn from this ayat that all of us, كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. Every son of Adam is a wrongdoers. Every son of Adam is a wrongdoers. But the worst one of them, the one who expresses repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Zulm, oppression are different kinds. We gave two, three kinds yesterday. Now we'll continue, inshallah, before we move to Surah Al-Baqarah to speak about actually the Shayateen and Sulaiman in detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the zulm, one of the oppression is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار. One of the great oppression in this life, Allah, he said here in Surah Hud, Surah number 11, ayah number 113. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ولا تركنوا, do not incline towards those who are oppressors. Other way, you will be touched by the fire. You will be punished by the fire. That is the problem for the Muslim today. We incline for those who disbelieve more than the Muslim. Associate with them against the Muslim. Raknitate the justice, actually, without saying any word. Tarkanu, it means to incline by your heart without saying anything. You love what they do. You understand? You love what they did against the Muslim. You cooperate with them. It doesn't work like this. One of the great oppressor also, قتل النفس. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم, الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, also in Surah Al-Isra, ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. Do not slay such innocent people, in general, Muslim or not Muslim. Because Allah forbid to attack any human, Muslim and non-Muslim. That is the kind of oppression too. One of the zulm also, the great oppression in this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also, Surah Al-Baqarah, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. Who is more oppressors, more than the one who prevent the masajid, the mosque of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is more oppressor more than them? مَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ. This scheme actually revealed because of the Roman. The Roman, when they come to act the Bayt al-Maqdis in Palestine, they shut it off. They prevented the people to enter the masjid and they stop. Israel does the same thing today. They stop your brother and sister to enter the mosque. And who is more oppressor more than them? Who is more? Who is more to mention the name of Allah? People come to pray. People come to mention the name of Allah. Who is more oppressor more than the people who stop the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Demolish the masjid. They demolish. How many masjid Bashar al-Assad in Syria? Demolish it. And don't speak about the others. People actually in certain country, people go to the Fajr. And when the people come out from the Fajr, you find a truck for the police, take them. Why you take them? Because they are extremists. Because they go to pray the Fajr in the masjid. They are fanatic. They are extremists. They need flexible Muslim. The moderated Muslim. The one who come only once a year in Eid, in the masjid, visit the masjid only in a Friday. Subhanallah. One of the oppressor also to treat your wife unjustly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, فَإِذَا طَلَّقْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ فَإِمْسَاكُمْ بِمَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ تَسْرِيحٌ بِإِحْسَانٍ. The formula here in this line. If you divorce the woman, it's possible. One of the actually halal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it for the Muslim to divorce the woman. Ask Allah to save our woman, inshaAllah ta'ala. فَبَلَغْنَ أَجَلَهُنَّ. And if they complete the term, the idda, the time of the idda, she exactly, the idda are different between women. Idda are different. The woman whom she still have the menses, her idda, ثَلَاثَةَ قُرُوءَ. Three times of to be purified from the menses, three times. That's for the woman whom she still has the menses. The woman whom she already has no menses anymore, and if her husband divorces her, she has to wait for 3 months. And not to talk about the Christian calendar, we talk about the Islamic calendar. 3 months she has to wait. Fine. The woman whom she is pregnant, she found out that the pregnancy, actually she is in 2-3 months. And her husband divorces her. She has to wait until she deliver the baby. She from 3 months to 6 months, she will be under him. He could retain, he could get her back within the 6 months if he divorces her in the 3 months and she's pregnant. He has to wait. The woman, her idda, will be expired when she deliver the baby. It could be one day. He divorces her 1 week or 2 days before she deliver the baby. And when she delivered the baby, her idda only going to be a few days. Allah, people doesn't know that. What we have to do, Allah, treat the woman well. Either to retain her kindly, or to let her complete the idda, and that the divorce will take place and will be final. You have to fear Allah in woman. One here in this masjid, Allah is witness. He came and cried, he told me, I love my wife. But I divorced her. I divorced my wife. And he came cry. I told him, if you love her, why you divorce her? He said, you know, she make something, she drive me crazy. He said, how many times actually divorce her? He told me 21 times. Allahu Akbar. Allah is witness. 21 times he divorces her. That means he left with her in haram. Don't ask about the Muslim, because my basket is followed by the disease of the Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتقوا سبعا من الموبقات. Be aware of 7 kind of destructions. It means to destroy the Muslim. Number one, الشرك بالله. Shirk, to associate partner with Allah. And we said before, most of the shirk which the Muslim fail is the secret shirk. These two different of kind. Someone clear it and publish it that he is a kafir, he disbelieved Allah, disbelieved the Quran, disbelieved the Rasul, all of this. That's a shirk clear. But the Muslim fail in another one. Call it what? The secret shirk. How is the secret shirk? Like you believe somebody who is able to provide you, or to demolish, or to decrease you, or something like this. Beside Allah. Allah is the one. Do not fear anyone in your job. You have to learn that Allah is the one who providing you and providing your boss. Do not fear. Your risk before you came to this life guaranteed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah knew before you come to this life how much you will be increased or how much you will be decreased. So why we fear? Risk was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People in their job when they found the supermarket, so astaghfirullah al-azim. The supervisor, when they feel that the supervisor, he's scared from him. Do not, you are not allowed to go for Jum'ah. So he stay. He doesn't go for Jum'ah because he's scared that his boss is fired. You have right. The Jew, they leave every Friday early, like 1 o'clock from their work. Is that right or not, not Sheikh Muhammad?
Absolutely.
The Jew in the office. What time they leave Friday? Early. But the Muslim is scared. He try, لا. You have right, fight for it. So do not fear anyone. You have to understand that it's everything. Is that shirk, secret shirk. When you go and you believe, your imam or your imam or your scholar is exactly the holy man. They invited me in cross the street from Madison Square Garden. They said the biggest alim from come from Africa. With full respect for my beloved African people. 3,000 people there when they were there. And they invited me and they told him there is an imam here in Masjid Manhattan when we were in Warren Street. So I went and they gave me permission. Nobody allowed to enter his room. That's only special people. Sit down, Allah ya Sheikh. In front of him, I found a big circle around him. And he has a masbaha. You know what a big masbaha is? You have to buy the masbaha. You know what masbaha is? Okay. He has masbaha and the stone is big like this. And his stone actually like the brother Fatl over there, is there. Big one. And he bullied. Subhanallah. 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 Like he, I don't know what, the bullying car or what. A big stone like this. And I found, wallahi, people enter his room and they came and mix sujood. They mix sujood under his feet. I swear Allah, they made sujood between his hand, under his, exactly his. And they call him the big, biggest scholar. Biggest scholar. Wallahi, and they look at you, told me, I hear about you. I hear that you exactly make activity with arrogance like this, because the biggest scholars. وَلِيَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. And I found him exactly in the end, one of the Tijani. A group of Sufis are in Ibn. They believe Ahmad Tijani, Allah replaced him. He became the eye of Allah. He became the hearing of Allah. He became the hand of Allah. He became everything of Allah. So he is inspired by Allah. And he is the Tijani. I escaped like that day. I said, wallahi, if I will, I will, the brother, they don't gonna bother, harm me. I will go and take the shoe and I beat him in that meeting. In front of his students. Don't ask, brother. Number two, the Prophet, he said, also warning the Ummah. As-sihr, magic. And don't ask about the magic. In Africa, in Asia, magic is taking place. That's why this ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, we will explain to you between Sulaiman and the magic. Because they claim until today, the Jew, they believe that Sulaiman alayhi salam, he was a magician. We're going to clear it inshallah for you. The most people, they love magic. As-sahir kafir. Every single magician is a kafir. Kafir. One of the big destructions for the Muslim. To go and ask and seek in the unknown, and don't ask. You have a long road, and you're going to have so and so, and they claim they know the unseen. They are kafir. Number three, one of the big destruction, zulm, in this life. Zulm, in this life. What is that? Qatlun nafs. Qatlun nafs, to kill such a soul is not to take and kill him. Now you could kill him mentally too. You pressure him, you stress him out, you stress him out, you stress her out until they die. You are one of the killer in this life. Because killing is not only physical. It's not only physical. You could kill him mentally too. وَلِعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. عَقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. To be undutiful to your parents, one of the great zulm in this life. يقول ابن حزم رحمه الله, one of the great book of the Sunnah, Ibn Hazm said, ذَنْبَانْ لَا يَغْفِرْهُمَ اللَّهِ. Two sins Allah never forgive. الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ وَعَقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ. And to be dutiful to your parents. Not what? Dutiful, but exactly when you look at them with angry looking, you disobey your parents. Even with angry looking. Cursing. Beating. Some of the people actually, wallahi, exactly, they came in case to me, they beating their parents. A'udhu billah. Akilu riba, the one who deal with the riba, the one who deal with the riba, A'udhu billah. 5. The Prophet ﷺ in the authentic hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لعن الله الربا. Allah curses the riba, the interest itself. وآكله, the one who take it. ومؤكله, the one who give. وكاتبه, the one who write the contract of riba, the contract of interest. وشاهديه, two witnesses only, they sit down, they did not say anything, but they became witness for this contract. What the Prophet ﷺ said about them? All of them have the same degree. I'm a witness. You have the same degree like the one who deals with the riba. Akilu mali al-yatim. One of the big oppressors in this life is to swallow and eat the money or the property which belongs to the orphan. Belongs to the orphan. Especially the elder son. Elder son take the money from his father passed away or his mother left the property, then he took it and he did not give them the rights. قصف المحصنات الغافلات, accusing chaste women. One of the big sins, one of the big oppressions in this life is to accusing any woman in Islam. This woman is so and so. It seems like she go for adultery. It seems like so. How do you know? Did you see it? Even if she is have a misbehavior, even if you see her in big sins, you cannot accuse her for anything. And you know what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the whole surah An-Nur to make Aisha free from the story of the slander when they accuse Aisha with zina. وليعوذ بالله أن الله send the Quran to free Aisha. Number 7, التولي يوم الزحف. One of the big oppression in this life is to escape from the battlefield when the two Muslims stay against each other with the enemy and you find them, they escape from the battlefield. From the battlefield. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give a lot of example like this among the hypocrites. وليعوذ بالله. That's actually what we need, inshallah ta'ala. And to inshallah ta'ala, to biznillah, Tuesday, we go in for Surah Al-Baqarah, Sayyidina Sulaiman with all the magic. Sayyidina Sulaiman with all the shayateen. We will go through, inshallah ta'ala, to study this. Allah send the Quran not to put it in a shelf. Allah send the Quran to open it, to understand, to exactly have the classes in the Quran. You will be asking in your grave. What did you learn in your life? We ask Allah to granting all of us knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us among those who listen and obey. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us inshallah to be a true Muslim inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of us from the shayateen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make all of us to love each other for the cause of Allah. And to enter the highest level of Al-Jannah with our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Jannah al-Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save all of the Muslim from the disease and to remove this pandemic very soon inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us from the enemy, from the shayateen inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to granting all of us the highest level of Al-Jannah and to be protected inshallah from the hellfire. Jazakumullahu khaira. Subhanakallahu hamdik. Shara la ilaha illa an. Astaghfiruka wa atubu alaykum.